You're listening to Banal Leakage, episode 18. May the 4th be with you. Episode 18. Today is May 4th, also known as Star Wars Day. No, not because one of the movies came out today, although all six released movies that have been released so far have come out in May, right around the 20th usually. So, but regardless, today is Star Wars Day. Yeah, may the 4th be with you. May the Force be with you. Okay, anyway. And tomorrow, May 5th, is Cinco de Mayo, which is officially a celebration, or technically a celebration, of Mexico's victory over France. But in the United States, it's a reason to drink. We always look for reasons to drink, don't we? And drink many drinks filled with tequila and lime, even though the lime shortage and crisis will have many using some other type of citrus fruit, like lemons and grapefruits. You know, some of us really like limes in our margaritas. So cheers to all those getting your drink on. And with that, let's start the news. Mac Break Weekly, the podcast, hit 400 episodes this last week. So this is part of the TWIT network, This Week in Tech, the TWIT podcast/netcast network, and it's the only TWIT podcast netcast that I listen to. So I used to listen to TWIT and several others that Leo Laporte operates and manages and does host for, but you know, after several of his asshole moments, including his fallout with Jason Calacanis, you know, I ditched all but one of these podcasts. Yeah, I could probably go more into it, but, you know, I'm going to leave it at that. So I do stick with this one because people like Andy Anatko from the Chicago Sun-Times and Alex Lindsay, who runs a company called PixelCore, and more recently, Renee Ritchie of iMore.com fame, they're the reason why I listen. They're very entertaining. They have a good wealth of knowledge, and I like them. So, you know, even though Leo is still the host for most of the time, usually like Andy and Otko will host the show when Leo is out of town or we're traveling. But, you know, aside from Leo's less bothersome, you know, with all the other players and everything like that, you know, his whole point of trying to make himself, you know, self-important. I like this podcast, Mac Break Weekly, because, you know, they do cover a lot of good stuff. You know, a lot of Mac news, iOS news. So, yeah. So congrats on 400 episodes, Mac Break Weekly. 27 years ago, The Cure released their album, Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me. 27 years ago, so in three more years, it'll be out 30 years. You know, it's close enough to 30 years here. I used to play this album to death when it first came out in May of 1987. At the time, I only had it on cassette, so it was released on CD at the time, too, but they did another reissue back in 2006 that added extra tracks, the whole remastered thing. So this was a double album that contained major hits. It really pushed The Cure into the mainstream with hits like Friday I'm in Love and Why Can't I Be You. 18 songs, you know, kind of a mix of dark and upbeat pop. My opinion, there's more dark than upbeat pop songs on this. But, you know, if you're a Cure fan, this is one of their better albums that came out in the mid '80s. So, this album, speaking of, will be included in the next live trilogy series. So, The Cure did a trilogy concert series in Berlin some years ago, where they played Pornography, Disintegration, and Blood Flowers, which are a trilogy of albums that fit together. So, this next set of trilogy concerts will play the albums The Top, Head on the Door, and Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me. So, you know, that will be pretty cool to see if they actually, you know, I don't know how many dates they will do of that, but that will be pretty cool. So it's hard to believe this has been out this long already. I mean, 27 years, like I said, you know, earlier, almost 30. The Cure have announced that they are working on newer albums. You know, I've read a few things here and there. I don't know what's confirmed or not, but, you know, hopefully that we'll hear some more new music from The Cure. Until then, go find your copy of Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me and play it to death. You won't. It'll bring back memories like it did for me recently. Powdered alcohol product Palcohol is getting pushback from a senator. Senator Chuck Schumer from New York, a Democrat, is asking the FDA to ban the substance. Whatever. Anyway, concerned about the kids. It's all about the children. And they're, you know, thinking it's going to be some type of Kool-Aid product that they're going to sprinkle it on whatever they want, you know, or mix it with water too easily or whatever. You know, I don't know. I have a concern, kind of, but not really. I don't feel the same way that this senator feels. I do understand the concern, but I don't really feel the same way. So, you know, it's a new product, you know. It's powdered alcohol in a pouch. I don't know. That's kind of cool, you know. I mean, kids are going to, you know, you just add water to have a margarita or a vodka tonic, but, you know, there's just too much government oversight when it comes to booze-related products. Plus, they, you know, they always use that phrase, you know, we're doing it for the children. Oh, my God, we got to protect the children. Yeah, you know, kids are always going to find a way to find a drink. You know, they're, you know, and a product like this isn't going to make it any easier, any harder, you know, to make a drink. You know, some people maybe it might be easier, you know, but whatever, you know. The idea behind this product is that it's no different than kids adding real booze to a mixer like Coke or Sprite. Perhaps they should just let the product come into the market before forecasting the use by those that are underage. Wind is my least favorite weather condition. Believe it or not, Utah is one of the windiest states in the nation. Now, granted, that's my opinion, but I think many share the same opinion I have. So while we don't have Illinois beat, Chicago, windiest, you know, the windy city, I think we come close. Most days the wind blows in, leaves a layer of dust on cars, outdoor chairs, pretty much everywhere. And then, imagine that, a storm blows in and the rain shows up. Raindrops fall on the car, get the car all nice and dirty, leaving all these dirt-laden surfaces with a, I can't believe I just washed that yesterday, you know. It's that old rule, you know, hey, I washed the car. It's going to rain soon, I guess. So, you know, it's a nice sunny day. You're out enjoying Sunday morning out on the deck reading a newspaper. I can't because the wind always kicks up right when you're turning the paper to the next page. I'm so tired of wind. I understand it blows out inversions and smog. But does it always have to blow all the time? We need a break. Where's the break in this horrible weather condition? I'm all for moving to somewhere else where it's less windy. Yeah. This week's shameless plug, free comic book day. That was yesterday, May 3rd. So every year on the first Saturday in May is free comic book day. So this is where you can go visit your local comic book store, and they have a selection of titles that are free, free for the taking. You really don't have to buy anything. You just walk in, ask where their free comic books are, and you can, you know, take your pick of, you know, 15, 20 of them or whatever. You take, you know, most of them, they only let you have one, and you can walk out the store. Yeah, free. So this started in 2001 and has gained popularity since. Like yesterday, when I went to our local comic book store, Night Flight Comics, here in Salt Lake City, the line was over 50 people long when I got there around 11:30 or so. So, you know, wow, and a lot of kids, a lot of parents, you know. So it's a big deal every, you know, the first Saturday of May. So the point of Free Comic Book Day isn't to just so you can go in and, you know, get your free comic book and bolt out the door, you know. It's to get you to support the store by also buying comic books. So while you're there to get your free comic book. So yesterday I picked up a new Aquaman title and a new Iron Man title. I read comic books. I don't, you know, I'm not a huge fan like I used to be, but, you know, I'm still... God, you know, I'm still a geek and I still love comic books. So, you know, every year I look forward to this. So I hope you supported your local comic book store yesterday and not only picked up your free comic book, but also bought a title or two or three. So, hey there, podcast. Welcome to adulthood. Hey, want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening, and as always, if you can't be specific, just be random.